away we go. Good to be with you. I'm Jeff. There is Tom. Bucks back on the field this Sunday. For a facsimile of the Bucks, just a bunch of injuries every freaking week. Before we get going, a reminder that we are fueled by, if you will, our friends at Bill Curry Ford. You may have an eye, for example, on a new Ford truck. You should. Maybe you want out of your lease. Okay. Reach out directly to Bill Curry Ford GM Sean Sullivan. Said, hey, I want out of this lease. I want a new Bill Curry Ford. I want one. I want
no
a
more
nice
with
new...
the leases, please.
Yeah. He'll help you personally. Find his email at BillCurryFord.com or go to Bill Curry Ford, 1 mile north of the stadium, Dale Mabry Highway, there in Tampa. You guys know that. Huge Bucks fans, and serving the community is what they're all about. So many Bucks players and coaches are customers. That includes Vita Vea, Ali Marpet, many more. Bill Curry Ford has a nationwide lifetime warranty on new and used vehicles. Sean Sullivan there to assist you personally. Ask for the Joe Bucks fan discount, BillCurryFord.com, if you want to look at the inventory.
That'll give you a new lease on life.
Hey, look at this guy. So Bruce Arians basically updating all, and this is always the short version of the Scuttlebucks, a little 15-minute jobber here as we talk about...
Yeah, a little preview action.
What's up? Yeah. Hey, welcome back, Rashard Perryman. He had a lot of success with one Jameis Winston. That guy actually was proof of Jameis' greatness, not Rashard Perryman's greatness, because he was rather useless in his career prior to that. But Jameis made him a player. Maybe Tom Brady will, too.
Yeah, greatness, yeah, motivation skills, I would grant you. Yeah. You don't have a long list of players of who got better with Jameis because
of
Jameis.
But he's one of them.
But Rashard Perryman is number one on that list.
High on the list of players, yes. Now, the injury update as of Friday, and that is the time that we're recording this, is that Antonio Brown, a no-go. Tight end Rob Gronkowski, Gronk, no-go. Frustrating. Very, very frustrating. Not even going to travel to Washington, so they're not close. They're going to be chilling at the house. Godwin did practice, is a game-time decision, quote-unquote, from Bruce Arians. We'll see how it is. We'll see how he is tomorrow. Did he do enough, look okay? We'll see how he is. Game-time decision. Okay. Rashard Perryman, as I mentioned, the reason I did, the Bucks brought him back in. He was released from Detroit. Looked good coming back to Tampa Bay. He was here in 2019.
Man, I love this signing over the idea of OBJ.
I do, too.
It's a less squeaky wheel. He understands the concepts of the offense. And make no mistake, this offense has morphed into more of an Arians-esque attack than the Brady Patriots attack. That was the thing about December and the halftime in Atlanta, which was, it was throw the ball down the field. Enough of this dink and dunk stuff. They have elements, but for the sake of a quick learning curve in an emergency situation.
And understanding it, yeah.
Yeah, Rashard Perryman is a perfect fit for this situation.
Scotty Miller, maybe. Sean Murphy Bunting, maybe. All important players. So it's a hodgepodge of who's who and, you know, who's there. We'll find out on Sunday at this point who's gonna suit up. We just told you who is definitely out. The others are all maybes. All maybes. We'll see if they're activated. A couple of those guys did practice this week, including a return to practice this week for Sean Murphy Bunting.
What's interesting and frustrating about this game is that Washington, if you look at the grades on their pass rush, it's still quite good. It's still quite good. Really strong. But their coverage sucks.
Yeah.
Like, it's really bad.
Oh, if you had your weapons, you'd bounce this team in a heartbeat.
Correct. And you might still. Because if listen, we talk about things these days with Brady, and it's just secondhand. If you can diagnose pre-snap, get the ball out on time, like, you don't even have to talk about that stuff. When we had Jameis or any other quarterback, when we've been doing the Scuttlebucks, anybody starting, you'd say, all right, well, can they see what the defense is trying to do to them? Well, Brady will understand that, and he will be able to get the ball out very, very quickly. So you're going to mitigate the pass rush and what Washington does best defensively. The question to me is, who are the targets and how deep downfield can you make those throws? Because you want to make splash plays happen, be able to put your ball cap on and call it a day. We'll see if that's even in the cards this weekend.
You know, just for giggles, Tom, you and I wanted to make a run of it. I see that there are tickets available right there on the 50-yard line for $274 a pop. You want to go? Sorry, I just had to do it. I actually always do this. I check how much tickets are on the whim that I'm going to go to, you know, just one day go, hey, let's go.
Well, you got pretty close to FU money like that, don't you?
Not quite. Not quite. Because the problem's not the tickets. It's the flight.
Well, with all the cars we're pushing to Bill Curry Ford, man, we're clearing units over here, man.
Bill Curry Ford. All right, Sean Sullivan, throw us in one. We'll take all kinds of Instagram, Twitter, Facebook pictures for you. Whatever the kids do these days, just a little Snapchatting.
Stop off at Millionaire here in Tallahassee on the way up. Here we go.
Good times. So it is that the Bucks should, though, we think, go win a football game, even as banged up as they are. I do believe that. I don't think Washington will have consistent success moving the ball. That's not an overwhelmingly talented offensive unit. So Bucks should be able to survive. And that's really what the talking points have been on the Scuttlebucks for you and I for the last several weeks, just dealing and navigating the waters of an injury-riddled team that is uber talented, but frequently without key members of this team that, if you're going to win a Super Bowl again and back up and defend your championship, are going to have to get right by season's end. So in the interim, amassing victories, getting wins by hook or crook, looking ugly along the way, doesn't matter. Get right by week 12, week 13, week 14. Get these guys back. But because the schedule is favorable, find ways to win, and it doesn't really matter. And you know what? You've really been helped out because, again, around the league, you see weird results on the regular. We need some of those weird results to manifest against the likes of Arizona and some others. But the Rams dropping games, including a game last week against the Titans that did not have Derrick Henry. You figure they would be crestfallen, but they rise up, play well. The Rams turn the football over. Good. Good for you. Screw you. Move down the notch. Then we have Green Bay. Again, Aaron Rodgers' poor leadership leads to a loss for them. That's wonderful to see. Great decision, Aaron. Dumbass. So they lose. That's nice. And on we go. So you're afforded the opportunity to recover from dropping a game against the Saints that you shouldn't have, and maybe even have the leeway of dropping another one here or there. It's a long season. If you go, and remember, 17-game season this year, 13-4, might you be in the position to perhaps procure mostly home games or a bye? Yeah, you might be.
Yeah, to me, you know, this is another one of those games that you just want to be forgettable come January because you did what you were supposed to do. For example, do you remember the Denver game last year? I don't. Do you remember the matchups against Carolina last year?
I remember us overwhelming them, but you're right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, those are the ones where you're like, you know, we found a way, or it doesn't really matter what happened because we were playing our best football, right time of the season, put it all together. I guess I can remember now that I'm thinking about it, the Carolina road game, because Rojo went, you know, 90 yards, whatever it was, for the touchdown. But you really got to think about those because it's the minutia. And we want to savor every opportunity when the Buccaneers are really, really good. But the important thing, once again, is you just get through it. Get through it with a win. We are trying to acquire assets at this point. The assets are W's. They put you in position to cash in those assets for a bye week token. It looks more difficult.
I like the way you did that, Tom. You didn't even tell me you're going to do that today. That was well done, sir.
I just thought about
it out there
off the top of my head.
Hey, you got your token.
That's right. Well, Friday's kind of a money day. Think about money on a Friday, so maybe that's why.
I think about beer on a Friday is what I think about, pal. That's all right. That's all right. Soon enough.
Why not both? What Bruce Arians says, except instead of beer, it's crown. Yeah, but yeah, that's what you want. You want Bruce Arians to be able to kick back a crown and not chuck the glass against the wall after a game because you took care of business on the road. Just go get it done by hook or crook. Style points, I like them. They're more fun. The Bears game a couple weeks ago was a lot of fun.
Rocky chair is fun, but you can't always get it.
And you might still. You're still good enough that you might, with Perriman, might have 7 catches for a $112 and 2 scores. Who knows?
You know, this is a weird game to try to handicap. But I don't go into it worried about Tom Brady making plays. I don't care if he's throwing to Cam Brate, Tyler Johnson, Scotty Miller, and
80% of his career thrown to dudes like that.
You know, O.J. Howard, who, by the way, has to continue to step, has to get better, has to be targeted more, has to find a way to have a serious impact on this offense, because I'm thinking about the time that those dudes do come back. When all of a sudden, once again, the greatest of all time at quarterback lines up and is throwing to Rob Gronkowski, Antonio Brown, Chris Godwin, Mike Evans, O.J. Howard, Cam Brate, on and on and on. We go backs out of the backfield, which, you know, do a good job these days catching the football. All right. I mean, we'll get there. Just survive. Survive in advance. And it's like the NCAA tournament.
We saw it last year. It got a little close. Even though the score reads close, that game didn't feel like it was in doubt. It was for like a drive. And then we're thinking, well, don't mess around and lose to Washington and Heinicke.
Right.
But you get to run it back with Heinicke again. Injuries have put him in a position of being the starting quarterback. He can break the pocket, extend plays, make those plays. They've got a really good receiver. I don't know. This is another game where, to me, I have to water down my take on the defense because they're so hurt. But if the front four continues to perform well, you stop the run, maybe you give up a shot play or two over the top. Eventually, we want to be fully healthy there. Just do enough to win on the defensive side of the ball. It's hard to really look at the secondary and say, look how bad we are in coverage or look how bad we are in tackling when your corners are just playing the shuffle week in, week out.
Let's harken back real quick, and then we'll wrap it up with a prediction. But, you know, last year the Heinicke experience was a stressful one for us, as you just alluded to, in the playoffs. He was 26 of 44, nearly 300 yards passing, a touchdown. He scrambled, did have the one interception, ran for almost 50 yards, made plays with his legs. It ended up being an all-too-stressful 31-23 win for the Bucs. But, again, something to note here, obviously, since that time, we now have 8 games of film to look at Mr. Heinicke, and people have made adjustments about who and what he is and how they play him and make him play in a little bit less ideal situation. The Bucs most assuredly have now looked at that film. I don't predict a repeat from Heinicke out there throwing around the lot and having the day of a lifetime.
Right. It's just a guy like McLaurin scares you because you throw a 50-50 ball his way and you've got a mash unit out there. He can win some battles. But, I mean, how many battles does he need to win in order to carry the day? That's the thing. The weather looks fine up there still, too, which is important. Because I always bring it up, but that is one field in particular where I feel like it is just special of how terrible it can be at times. Philly's not that way. Kansas City's not that way. It's special it the kind ugly. Of crap and soup that there is in the DMV area.
Give me the Bucs 34-17.
Okay, 34-17. So after all that, you're thinking, rocking chair, easy breezy.
Pretty, I mean, you know, listen, it's 24-17, late in the third. You're getting a little frustrated. A couple late scores, you're good to go.
I wonder, we're kind of in between here on the schedule. I could see where when the page turns to December that Brady becomes the just insufferable guy who carries us to great places. I wonder, though, if he turns into that guy soon, like as in this Sunday because we're after the bye week.
It's week 10, baby.
Right. But we've got a lot to go. Yeah. We basically had 2 months before the playoffs start.
I know, but still.
This 17th game feels like we've extended the season by 3 more.
It's crazy. I said it before the season began that I was not going to get concerned about results and records until we got to like week 12 because it just felt like with an added game for some reason that it was interminable, that the season would never end. And it still feels that way. And I don't want it to because I love football. Don't go anywhere. We've only played 8 games. I mean, come on, guys. It's week 10, but we've only played 8 games. So, meaning the Bucs. So, you know, hang in there. Let's gradually get there. But, yeah, it does seem like an awful long way off. I'm with you. But ordinarily, especially since these guys are creatures of habit, ordinarily, this is you would start to be like, all right, now it's time to get it on.
Oh, you formed opinions by the time you get to the Thanksgiving table talking to your family about the NFL and you got those games on in the background. You form concrete opinions of who's good and who's not. I feel like this year, maybe the parity helps it along as well in either conference. There's still a whole hell of a lot up in the air for when we do have a Thanksgiving edition of the Scuttle Bucks just 2 weeks from now.
Oh, without question. It's exciting. And I think the NFL is in the midst of a good, an exciting product again this year as they were last. One final thing to note. I picked 34-17. You want to make your prediction?
Oh, 31-23.
Ooh, okay. One possession game. 31-23. We shall see. Tom can't figure it out right now. That's all right. It's not that we're not here for predictions. One thing to note, in terms of score or rankings, all that other stuff. I just want to see 4 touchdown passes. I want Tom Brady to shatter his own record. I want him to go through, at this age, just continue to add. Let's get to 4 touchdown passes on Sunday. I don't care what the final is after, as long as we win.
It feels like he's chasing stats a little bit this year.
Well, come on.
In the red zone, we're throwing a lot. And I think there's a lot of run checks. He's like, nope. We're
want records to be in place when he walks away under the banner of the red and the pewter and the Tampa Bay Buccaneer logo.
Like all of Brady's single season records are in Buccaneers
Tampa
colors.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Yeah, I do. I want that. I'm more about the franchise than him, but hey, listen, go chase that dream, baby. Go do it. And we're better off when we are throwing the football. So.
Well, and that's like your theory about the banners.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, we don't have a whole lot around here.
Foist them up, baby. Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah, that's right.
Put them everywhere.
It's a banner day right now at Bill Curry Ford, let me tell you.
BillCurryFord.com to take a look at the inventory. Go ask Sean Sullivan for his help and tell him you listen to the Scuttle Bucks and that you can't stand when you're not talked about or listening to the Buccaneers broadcast and or coverage as posited each week on the Scuttlebucks.
Oh, man. Yes, we do.
That's what we do. Go tell them. All right, be good, everybody. Go Bucks. We'll talk to you next week. What, Monday?
Monday
it is. Sounds good.